mi fa sol la ti do. This is the Jaded Gamers, episode 8. I am the Pharaoh.
And I'm Katsu.
Bringing you all the news that's fit to argue about.
That's actually pretty accurate. So, what are we going to start off with this week? Wii safety anecdotes. So, I'm looking at scans of the Japanese Wii safety manual. It's got some pretty funny scans of things that you shouldn't do with your Wii, which are just, I mean, that just shows what kind of society we live in, where we have to tell people not to do just things.
It's actually what kind of society Japan lives in, because our manual isn't nearly this asinine.
Is Japan, like, heavy, you know, like, we have a lot of, what do they call, frivolous lawsuits here in America? Is it worse in Japan, or what's the deal with all this?
I don't know, but it leads
to... Or they just really, really care.
Maybe Nintendo really cares about the gamer.
In Japan. Or maybe just Japanese gamers are really stupid.
Well, you know, they have been on that island an awful long time.
Yeah. Well, for whatever reason, it gives us something to talk about for this podcast, so that's worth it in itself. So this first one, I feel like I'm talking, like it's the 30s and, you know, they're reading comics over the radio. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, in this one,
yeah, in
kid.
This panel, this kid's holding up a bicycle. Okay. So in this panel...
Pretty strong little kid, considering bikes were made out of steel back then.
It could have been a model bike.
Oh, yeah, it could have.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's this... What is that, a girl?
It's either a girl or a very feminine guy wearing a pink shirt.
Wearing a pink shirt. And then some dude wearing a green shirt...
He has a red afro.
Anyway, what it says is, please do not smack your friend in the face with the remote.
Especially not if they're wearing glasses.
Exactly, because they could shatter and break. So, for those of you out there that haven't read through your manual, don't do that. Second one is, if you have a nunchuck attached to your remote, even if you may think it's a good idea, don't put it around your neck. Because that's bad.
Didn't Michael Hutchence die using a Wiimote?
I don't think the remote was out yet.
Oh, that's right. He was trying to get
but
off.
But that kind of looks like him, though.
It does. Except he's, again, that male gamer wearing a pink shirt.
What is this? I can't tell.
Japan's all about that. Haven't you seen Final Fantasy?
Yeah, that's true. This is a great one because I'm always tempted to do this. Aren't you?
Pour orange Gatorade on my...
Don't pour orange Gatorade on your Nintendo Wii. It's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Liquid and electronics don't mix.
They don't.
Who would have thought?
So, yeah, I'm glad that they were able to point that out to me because sometimes I'm just really tempted. I'm like, I have some orange Gatorade, and I'm looking at my Wii, and I'm like, you know, it'd be a good idea to pour some orange Gatorade on my Wii. But then I think, wait a minute, no, I saw that Nintendo manual says I shouldn't do that, so.
Well, wasn't there that one game that detected whether it was sunny or not?
Oh, that was Boktai for the GBA.
See, maybe you could pretend that it's raining orange Kool-Aid.
Anyway, this one's actually sort of serious. This is the Wiimote apparently affects pacemakers, or in this case, a gay man's heart badge. I guess. Is that what that is?
Sure.
Okay. Next one is, no matter how much it begs, do not give the Wii pot.
I think it's don't ash in the Wii.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, it's looking like the Wii's token up pretty good, and it says, please don't get your Wii high.
Your Wii is not cold is the next one. I like that.
If your Wii is cold, do not cover it with a blanket.
Yes.
I don't know why. It seems like actually, a perfectly logical thing to do.
My little brother, who is borderline retarded, actually, he's not, but I wouldn't surprise me if he was, has a dead 360 because he thought that putting it around a blanket...
Would be good
for some reason after I had already returned it for him from it breaking.
Why would you do that? Like, what reason? What was his reasoning for putting a blanket around the 360?
He didn't think it would matter.
But why would you do that? Well, you have to go out of your way to do that.
Let me explain my little brother. My little brother likes cars with fins.
Okay, you can stop there.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so the next one is pretty awesome if you're Irish. Do not stick four-leaf clovers in the vents of the Wii. I'm serious. This fucking picture has a four-leaf clover being stuck into the vent of a Wii, and it says, do not do this. This one I kind of recommend. If you've got a little brother and you don't really like him that much, let him play with the bag that it came inside of. Do let him put it over his head. Oh, and the same little brother is attempting to eat What is that? Eat the cord for the sensor?
The sensor bar, yeah.
Yeah, he looks a little tardish, too. At the very least, he's cross-eyed.
Just remember, if you are retarded and listening to that, you are inferior.
Not only that, but you don't even know we're making fun of you. Another one is, apparently, the Wii remote acts like Blanca if you lay it on the ground.
Oh, that's why he's stepping on it.
Yeah, he's...
Is it actually a hurricane kick that we're just not seeing the rest of it?
So there's a remote on the ground, and it's emitting all this lightning, and there's a foot on it, and it says, don't do that.
Oh, maybe it's because of the speaker, and it's telling you that the Wiimote is not possessed, and that is not devils talking, so you don't have to smash it with your foot.
Oh, but what's with the lightning, though?
The devil is Thor.
Oh. Okay, the next one. If you have a cracked CD or DVD... Don't put scotch tape on it.
And then...
Bad idea.
Yeah, it doesn't even say don't stick it in the Wii.
It just don't put scotch tape on it. You can put it... It doesn't... You know, you can put cracks DVDs in the Wii, but, you know, don't put scotch tape on it. That's the story here.
Oh, here's another real one.
Yeah. Don't throw away a perfectly good Wii with the trash.
I think what they're saying is that Japan has specific laws about recycling electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't throw it away with the trash because it's an electronic.
I'm pretty sure it says if you don't like your Wii, you shouldn't put it with the trash.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with recycling. Does that say recycling?
I can't read kanji.
Well, this says... I don't know what it says. Anyway.
Nice try.
This one says, don't stick your finger in the hole.
When you're sticking a disc in the Wii. The hole of the disc.
Wait a minute. Don't put your finger in the hole when you're sticking your disc in the Wii.
There's quite a lot of alliteration.
There's a lot to think about there, yeah. This one is, snowmen are angry when they're wearing blue fezes. And what does this one say? I think it says, all your base are belong to us.
And do you know the origin of the fez?
I don't know.
When killing infidels, so obviously it's a Muslim thing, you are supposed to dip your fez, which normally comes in a very light color, in the blood to turn it red.
Why would you wear a fez in the first place?
To show that you've killed infidels.
Why wouldn't you just take a scalp like you should?
Hey, I'm not criticizing your culture when we do the Mexican hat dance.
Okay, anyway, so don't divide the Wii between an angry snowman and a coffee heater.
I think that when people listen to this, it's going to be completely unintelligible.
That's fine. Nobody's listening. This one is... What the... don't tilt your Wii? No, that one
just
sucks.
Don't tilt your Wii.
Yeah, that actually kind of makes sense. This one is the tail of the nunchuck stings.
I think it's an electric eel, maybe?
Maybe. And what else do we have here? Oh, this is telling you, in case you couldn't figure it out, which end of the power went into the wall and which end of the power the power cord went into the Wii.
It's not like they're completely different connections with pictures of...
Oh, this is something interesting and actually useful. I didn't know this. Christmas tree lights fuck with the sensor.
Yes. So I did candles.
And what is this shit?
I don't know what that is. Nightlight, maybe?
What is this? A humidifier?
I think that's a Glade Air plug-in.
Oh, so what is this, Mr. Coffee?
Sure.
Okay, so Glade plug-ins, Mr. Coffees, candles, and Christmas tree lights fuck with the Wii sensor. Okay. Oh, and also bright lights behind your TV fuck with the sensor. Those are actually useful ones. What is this with a teddy bear? Shoot teddy bears in the heart with remote arrows.
I think that the Wii is also a taser.
That's what it is! Okay, I haven't found that secret function yet. Anyway, kooky Japanese. I'll probably post a link to that, so... Because it probably... You're probably right. It doesn't make any sense if we were just talking to it. But it's funny to us, so fuck you guys. Next part. What is this? Oh, you watched Rumor Has It.
Yeah, and I found out that it was you who chose that movie.
It was me?
It was.
How was it me?
I saw an email that you sent out telling people to choose that movie.
Oh. Well, yeah, actually, didn't I explain that? Explain that in the podcast.
No, not to me. Maybe.
Did you listen to the podcast that you weren't in?
Of course not.
Well, I explained it in the podcast.
Do I listen to the ones I'm in?
Do you listen to the ones you're in?
I listen to one of them.
One of them? Well, in the one that you weren't in, I explained that... We were disappointed that you weren't going to be reviewing Rumor Has It because you were sick, and I explained the whole deal, that I instigated the whole thing. I thought you listened to that.
No.
Well, there you go. You should listen to your own podcasts.
Well, I wasn't in that one.
I know, but it's still... whatever. Anyway, so that wasn't actually a secret.
So first, I'll review the movie, then I'll review Blu-ray.
Okay, go ahead.
Or actually, I watched it HD DVD, but...
Yeah.
So the movie, well, the story is that it's actually about the family that The Graduate is about, all grown up. The daughter of the mother and The Graduate. I'm not the mother. The daughter of the daughter and The Graduate.
Have you seen Graduate?
Not since I've been... Not so you've since seen my The Graduate. Balls have descended, no.
So you've seen it, okay.
But I have seen it.
Okay.
And there's some really notable lines, such as, "Oh my God, I had sex with my dad."
Nice.
And there's some side boob of Jennifer Aniston. So I'm reviewing it for guys, not for women.
Right.
And Shirley MacLaine is still creepy.
What part does she play?
The grandmother. The mother, who is the mother in The Graduate.
Oh, the actual...
Yeah. Kevin Costner plays the love interest, so we already know the movie was shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
So who played Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman was Kevin Costner.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So Kevin Costner was
Dustin Hoffman's character.
So, wait, Kevin Costner was okay. With Shirley MacLaine.
Had banged Shirley MacLaine, yes. And the daughter.
And the daughter?
You know, you've never seen The Graduate.
I have seen The Graduate.
Yeah, he bangs them both.
Right.
He bangs the mother and uh-huh. Then goes to Mexico to bang the daughter.
Right.
Or, you know, he goes to Mexico and the daughter goes to him to bang him in Mexico.
So, wait.
So, he gets... So, basically, what the movie is about, Kevin Costner having banged three generations of women...
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
So why is it called Rumor Has It? I mean,
but it had a really great term, blunt testicular trauma, and it was why it was okay that she fucked him because he couldn't possibly have been her dad.
Oh, so it wasn't him.
No. Movie was terrible, but some things that I noticed, you can see when cameramen try to fix the camera, when somebody moves closer to the camera, uh-huh. Normally it has to be manually focused in.
Uh-huh.
You can actually see people doing that.
Huh.
And it makes all the women look like actual women.
Is that good or bad?
It's good for me, because I want women to look like what they look like in real life.
Oh, okay. So...
And
so
all the men, just like Talladega Nights, you can see all the makeup on all the men. They look all fruity.
Hmm.
And I'm happy about that. Maybe they'll stop wearing makeup.
So, overall, how would you rate the movie out of 4 stars?
Can we go negative?
No, you can do half a star or no stars.
I give it half a star, but only because they're a side boob.
Okay. And how about the video transfer, the video quality?
It was HD, for sure.
So what would you give it out of 4?
In terms of video quality, yeah. They didn't clean up things like that camera angle,
uh-huh.
And they need to add blur or something to get rid of guys wearing makeup.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Out of 5, so you're changing the scale now.
Oh, 3. Okay, I'll give it a 2.5 out of... A 2.75.
All right, do it out of 5 then. 5. 3 out of 5.
All right.
And then what else? How about the features? Did you even look for the features?
Are you kidding me?
Did you
I sent that back to Netflix as soon as humanly possible.
So overall, were you impressed with the HD DVD capabilities?
Overall, yes, but it's going to take a lot of changing the way people do things from a technical standpoint.
Did you notice that you could do the you probably didn't. Did you do picture in picture commentary?
I don't care about that.
Did you notice that you can bring up the menu over the picture, over the movie?
I did notice that. You can do that in a lot of movies. You can also do that in Land of the Dead.
Do they all have the same exact menu structure? Is it on the left-hand side that comes in? Oh, so it's uniform.
Yes.
So they can't fuck with it.
Yes.
Because I've seen some Blu-ray movies, and what did you see? Did you see Talladega Nights?
Yep, but I didn't bring up the menu.
Okay. Well, I just recently saw Mission Impossible 3 last night on Blu-ray, and you cannot... fuck with the menus. They're like old school DVDs. Like every menu is different, and you can actually bring it up during the movie, but since there's no PS3 remote yet, you have to use the controller, and it's kind of cumbersome because you have to touch a triangle to bring up the menu, like all the possible, just like the PS2,
mm-hmm.
All the possible things you can do. What I didn't understand is there's 4 color buttons: red, blue, yellow, and green. I don't know what those do. Do you have any idea?
What?
Like, you know, the remote. Like, I saw a picture of a remote today. It's supposed to come out at the end of December. And there's 4 buttons on there, and they're colors. Red, blue, yellow, and green. And I noticed it yesterday.
Are you sure that wasn't a 360 remote?
No. It was. I was watching Mission Impossible 3 on a Blu-ray on the PS3, and I hit the triangle button to bring up the menu, and it has, like, title and subtitles and audio and, you know, all the typical stuff. And there was four buttons that were just labeled red, blue, yellow, green. And I thought, what the hell is that? and I ignored it. And then today I saw a picture of the actual remote, which is going to be Bluetooth, which pisses me off because I won't be able to program my nice little Logitech to control the PS3.
So once it's again, Bluetooth. The 360 is superior as it comes with a
built-in IR that and compatible with like everything, as opposed to Sony having to go against the fucking grain again, have to cut out their own pattern for everything.
If they keep sanding my foreskin, they're not gonna have a customer.
So, but yeah, I mean, their remote looks like a typical remote. It's not that great looking or anything. It's nothing special except for it's Bluetooth. Which means it doesn't work with any of the other universal remotes.
Including their own.
Right, exactly. Including their own. But so yeah, I looked at the remote and they still have those four colors. So
they're
even
rubbing themselves against the grain.
Yeah, but my point was these damn colors, but I guess I've already said it like 8 times, so I'll say it one more time. So what are these colors for?
I still don't have an answer for you.
Not even from like 5 seconds ago, you haven't figured it out?
No.
Okay. All right, so I don't know.
I thought about it.
I'm going to have to look that up. I'll have an answer for you guys next week. Not that anybody cares but me. But you're still gonna find out, because I'm going to tell you. So, anyway, that was rumor has it.
Since now that I got my component cables.
Did it cause you enough pain?
It was okay, I guess. Oh. Besides, there was enough TNA throughout. And actually, Jennifer Aniston has a nice ass.
Really?
I mean, I didn't see it before in any movie, but they put her in some cocktail dresses and... She did the slut walk with the cheeks bouncing up and down.
Very nice.
Some cleavage.
Would you recommend the movie?
Muted while getting a BJ.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay. So, I'm sorry. What were you saying earlier? You were going to go to something else.
So, Zelda.
Zelda review. Okay. You got your component cables. That's what you're saying.
So, I actually.
Go ahead.
And all the things that I thought it would fix, it did. It still doesn't look too much better than a GameCube. Mm-hmm. But I think that we won't see what the Wii can do until the next Zelda game, mm-hmm. obviously, because this is just an afterthought port.
Right.
But I went through the first hour or so, and I'm not going to play any more of it.
Why is that?
Because I don't need an hour-long tutorial that makes me do things that I could have just figured out on my own. I'm not retarded.
Did you get to the fishing yet?
Yes.
I haven't gotten to that part. That's how much I played of it.
Yeah, that's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, so I played like 20 minutes in.
So they make herd goats, herd cats, fish to herd cats, and go for larvae, but my girlfriend has been playing it, and watching her, it looks like the most boring shit game I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it looks like
the most generic platformer you could possibly have.
And doesn't it look like the Wii threw up brown?
Yeah, I've only seen the first dungeon, because that's what she's been playing through, but I can't even watch her play it.
Uh-huh. It's just ass. The graphics, I mean. I don't know about the gameplay, because honestly, I only played like 20 minutes of it or something like that.
I only played through all the training shit, and that's basically what it is, shit.
Yeah, well, but didn't you love Ocarina of Time?
Never played it.
Oh, and you didn't play any of the other ones?
The last Zelda I played was 2.
You didn't play Wind Waker?
The last Zelda I played was 2.
But you didn't play Wind Waker?
The last Zelda I played was 2.
Jesus, how could you not play
Zelda? Oh, no. I take that back. I played Four Swords. And
what about?
I was going to play it 2 players with a friend of mine, but we only had 1 Game Boy Advance, and I was so pissed I never played it again. Because you can't do 2 players with 1 Game Boy Advance.
You didn't even play the Super Nintendo Zelda? Because you loved Super Nintendo.
I did not, no. I was too busy with Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
And Final Fantasy 3.
So we kind of agree on Zelda. It's like, at least I have a slightly different view of it. It's like, it's probably a good game, but who cares? I've done it already before, and I don't need to do it for the 4th time,
And it seems like it would be much better to play on a regular controller.
That's what I've heard. I mean, I didn't get to, like I said, I only played for 20 minutes. I've seen some people play a little bit further and just completely not interested in it. And GameSpot, I guess, was the only one that had any balls at all to give it a lower than a 90. They gave it an 8.8, and all those Sony fanboys just went nuts to the point where actually Nintendo fanboys just went nuts. And to the point where GameSpot responded and said, actually responded to all the criticism from the fanboys. But seriously, like, it's the same fucking game we've been playing for 10 years or whatever.
It would be like me enjoying Street Fighter and expecting a new Street Fighter with new characters and updated moves to get the same score as the original Street Fighter. Yeah. It's the same game. Right. People have already played it.
Right.
You don't get 10 twice in a row for doing the exact same thing.
So what do you think of the games that you've played is the best looking game for the Wii? How many games have you played? You've played sports, Wii Sports, obviously, and Zelda.
Trauma Center.
Raven Rabbids.
I feel like there's one more that I'm forgetting.
Well, that's not... Well, what else is there? I played Excite Truck.
Didn't play that.
I played the demo of that. Okay, of those...
I think that's it. I'm going to have to go with Trauma Center.
Really? Those are the cleanest graphics. What they are, they're 2D drawn graphics and they're anime style.
Which is why they look so good.
Yeah, and they're stills, too. They don't even move. But basically, they took the Game Boy part of the game, you know, and then put a little bit better 3D under it.
I'm guessing they re-scanned the original drawings.
They actually redrew them because playing it last night, and Angie, the second nurse you get after the...
She looks completely different, right?
Completely different.
She's got boobs now, right?
No. She used to be 12 years old with double Ds. Now she's like 17-year-olds with like Cs.
I'm missing the double Ds.
Yeah, on the 12-year-old with the little pigtails. Mm-hmm. That's what you're missing.
Oh, not the pigtails.
They're both bitches, though. They have the same personality, but they're drawn completely differently.
I wish it was a little less heavy on the drama.
Yeah. It's almost like soap, you know, like before I called it
Unnecessary Surgery Center, because when I don't know what to do, I would just slice and dice. But now I'm calling it Drama Center.
Drama Center. Well, the drama's a little silly, though.
It's retarded. Yeah. It's silly.
Did you get to the guilt stuff yet?
No.
No? Well, I don't know. So far, it seems like it's mimicking the DS, but it's not exactly. But, you know, similar stuff happens. Overall, I will agree with you. I think Trauma Center has the cleanest graphics.
For me, clean can be more important than intricate.
I agree. I enjoy the graphics on Trauma Center more than I do for the other games. The Wii Sports ones piss me off.
I don't mind those.
Oh, I've had Monkey Ball, too. I forgot about that.
Speaking of, here's a little help for the Christmas party for people that have been wondering about bowling. You can get a strike every time. Everyone figured it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have to remove that.
You walk up to it. And you do the granny walk up to it, uh-huh. And you bowl like a granny, uh-huh. Real slow, and uh-huh. It's a strike every time.
You just bowl real slow up the middle?
Yeah.
I had heard something about that where, like, people were concerned that it was too easy to get a strike, but when everybody was playing it, they all seemed to be...
I do it with a curve, and I do really well. Actually, yeah. Because my arm was all fucked up.
But if nobody knows this...
I used my left hand, and now I can do a perfect spin with my left hand to a strike.
Well... You mentioned a Christmas party, which probably some people might actually know about. But every year I have an annual Christmas party, and I have a lot of parties throughout the year, but the Christmas party is the only one really dedicated to video games. And there's still a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, a lot of music and all this stuff. But the Christmas party is different because we have a 2-versus-2 random teams video game tournament. And what we do is we get, just like it sounds like, we get a whole bunch of people who want to play. And we put their names in a hat, pick two people at random, they become a team, they choose a team name, and then we play simple games that people that aren't normally gamers can still play. And normally what happens is you have one person that kind of knows what they're doing, or someone that really knows what they're doing, and then somebody who doesn't. If you're lucky, you'll get two people that really know, and if you're unlucky, you'll get two idiots or two girls in the same team.
I'm going to have my girlfriend practice.
So, but anyway, the games are usually stuff like Bomberman, Mario Party mini games, Mario Kart battle with the Double Dash, where you had one guy just tossed the turtle shells and the other guy just driving. So it's pretty simple stuff. But this year, since the Wii has gotten such a good reaction, we're actually going to put some Wii games into the lineup. I've actually retired Bomberman, who for the first 4 years was probably the most popular game. And there was no new Mario Party this year for the first time in the last, like, I don't know how many years. So we're not going to have any Mario Parties. And instead, I'm going to be putting in Wii Sports. And I was thinking, right now it's bowling. But if there's a cheat for bowling, I may have to change that.
Well, I think you're going to have to just say no slow roll.
No slow roll? Okay. But I want something that they can just pick up and play.
It works just like regular bowling.
Right, right. So
just don't let go of the controller at the end. Let go of the button.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I'm actually sort of worried because people have been bowling and stuff, and they get right up next to the TV. Or when they're boxing, Claire was up there boxing the television. Not, you know what I'm saying? She was up there with her fist like an inch away from the TV, trying to hit the character on the screen.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, she actually punched it once. And I got pretty pissed off. But in any case, I mean, yeah, I may pick a different game. So, anyway, one of the Wii Sports game will for sure be in.
I think it should be Trauma Center.
No, there's no way. Actually, I had Katie play it last night.
What'd she think?
And she did very well. She put it on easy, and she did fairly well.
She looks kind of like a nurse.
She looks like the secondary. She looks like Angie a little bit, and she blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and the other game I'm thinking of putting in is one of the Monkey Ball mini games, because there's so many mini games in Monkey Ball. But I know you haven't played it, but I went through and played some of the mini games. Some of those mini games are really terrible. Some of them are pretty good.
I think it should be the Burger King bumper car game as one of them.
Oh, I should try that. That's interesting. I may do that. So I guess I could still change the lineup, but definitely one of the Wii Sports games will be in there.
Possibly Sneak King.
How can you play that two-player? How many people does bumping or bump whatever support?
I haven't opened it.
Oh, gee.
What's the third game?
Pocket Racer. Maybe that one.
Maybe it's
may do one of those Burger King ones. I may do a surprise and just switch it at the end, because...
That'll surprise a lot of people.
Because I know... And the third game was... since we don't have... Since I want to be able to do a lot of stuff at once, I'm actually going to be doing Mario Kart DS.
Well, I've got two DSs.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that I can get some people to donate some DSs and some Mario Karts so we can do that. Like, have different stations. Downstairs will be, for sure, all the Wii stuff. If we have some other, like, Xbox stuff, we can do that upstairs. And then the DSs can be basically played anywhere in the house. But, yeah, that's coming up this Saturday, and should be a pretty fun time. I may actually do a little couple of interviews during the party, because there'll be a lot of people who don't have a lot of video game experience who usually come to these things, and I'd like to get their opinion on the Wii. So that would be pretty interesting to do. But, okay, enough about that. I wasn't even meaning to talk about that. Let's see, what else we got?
Well, Tony? I would like to say one more thing about the Wii.
Okay.
Before we get off of it.
Uh-huh.
And that is that... my landlord came over, he's a friend of mine, and he played the Wii, and we tried to make him a Mii.
Yeah.
We could not make a Mii that looked like him.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm actually going to have to make Miis for everybody who shows up to the party, because I'm not going to sit there and let everybody make their own Mii.
Oh.
It would just take forever.
But we did figure out how to make a Bindi.
A what?
A Bindi, you know, the third eye that the...
is that what it's called?
It's called a Bindi.
I did not know that. How'd you do that? Did you move a mole up?
We moved a mole way, way up.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to have to make... Because the rule is...
It also doubles as an eye patch if you make it big enough.
If you don't have a Mii, you can't play my Wii. So I'm going to have to make Miis for everybody. Anyway, I was moving on to Tony Hawk Project 8. You said you had some closing notes on that. Did you finish it up?
I did finish it up.
And?
I stand by what I said. Normally I like to review a game while I'm playing and then after.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by what I said. It's a return to what made Tony Hawk great. I did not get number one on the Project 8 because I am not getting all gaps and finishing all the goal 6.
So it's not like the other ones where you could pick like one of multiple characters?
No, you make your own character.
Okay, so it's like the later ones. Because right. In Pro Skater you could pick from like one of 12 and...
Well, you unlock more that you can pick.
Oh, but can you do they all have different stories?
No.
So you only have the one main story.
But there's way more, just than that one main story, there's way more than all of those games.
Because Tony Hawk 2, me to finish that, you had to finish it with everybody and get everything.
Instead, there's just tons of crap to do in the world.
Okay.
I could easily spend another 2 months playing that game and not do everything.
Wow. Okay.
So I stand by it. If you love Tony Hawk 1, 2, or 3... Give it a try, and if you love Thug, there's an overpass you could probably jump off of.
I was never a fan. I lost interest in Tony Hawk at around 4, even before Thug. So when Thug came out, I was like, whatever. But yeah, what else we have here?
So Nintendo is taking a page from Microsoft. From
Microsoft, yep.
Microsoft drops everything on Wednesday. Nintendo says, Wednesday? I can do better than that. Monday.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not Sunday, since Nintendo likes to launch shit on Sunday all the time.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I have no idea.
Maybe they hate Jesus and they just don't want Christians in church.
Because
I hate Jesus.
You hate Jesus?
I do.
Jesus Garcia?
Or
Jesus Gonzalez?
Jesus in
or
all
Jesus
forms.
Ferguson?
I'm more of a fan of dog than God.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll leave that out of it. Shortage news. Overstock.com cancels all Wii accessory pre-orders as they received nothing.
Yes, I was one of those people who had it
pre-ordered. What did you pre-order?
I pre-ordered 2 more nunchucks, 2 Wiimotes, another classic controller, a 2,000 point Wii card.
When did you do this?
I want to say in September.
In September?
Yeah, right when they put that stuff up, late September, early October, and they canceled my order and refunded all my money.
Why, they had already charged you?
Yes.
Fuckers.
Wow. They were unable to procure anything. I called and checked, and they said, we didn't receive anything in.
And they weren't planning to?
Well, they were planning to, but they weren't going to have it by the end of the year.
Oh, I see. Huh, that's very strange. Hey, going back to that Burger King stuff you were talking about, so we have this story that came up a while back that talked about reverse product placement. We had a little bit of a discussion about this before the podcast, and I just cut us off because I wanted to save it for the podcast. But apparently this article is about how they're taking stuff like Final Fantasy and making real-world products out of that, like the Final Fantasy potions in Japan, and you were saying they have clothing
line.
They're going
to do clothing line, yeah.
Yeah, and they're calling that reverse product placement, but to me...
It's nothing new.
Yeah, but to me, that's not really product placement. That's just merchandising. How is that product placement?
It's not so much as it's going to make the original product sell more.
Because, like, product placement to me is when you have something, right? And then something that normally wouldn't be, like, in your, you know...
Well, I didn't...
It's like...
I didn't think this was anything new. I just wanted to see what you thought about it.
Okay. Well, I... Okay. Let's get past the that they're calling it reverse product placement, because I think we can agree it's not.
It's merchandising.
It's merchandising. So let's move on to the core.
But what it is it's more merchandising than ever before. When you're once you get down to a clothing line,
yeah,
based on it, that's pretty heavy duty. There's a difference between licensed clothing and an entire clothing line where they're trying to sell people outfits based on a video game's character.
That's pretty hardcore. Final Fantasy, too. Have you seen the shit that they wear?
Yeah, I'm afraid. And I've also seen the people who
buy shirts with 15 belt buckles and netting.
Hardcore Final Fantasy fans.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see a 300-pound man in leather.
No, not a good thing.
I think they have special bars for that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. What do we think about it? I don't know. It's, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but like you said, it's not anything new. They're just merchandising.
They're taking it to the next level. They're putting the next gen in merchandising.
What about like Coca-Cola? Remember when they made like all those Coca-Cola gear, like shirts
the bears
and shit?
And
yeah,
that.
All of the
they
crap.
Still make that stuff.
Yeah, it's just expanding and like look at the beer companies.
The way I feel that it's showing that video games are a full-fledged business now.
That's all they're doing.
They're not a niche. They are mainstream.
Well, when you sell that many copies of a game, you know, how can you not think that there's not a market out there for things such as clothing and drinks?
Even
and
if 10%, whatever. Even if you sell 100,000 of each item.
Well, the first thing that happened was probably what? Cartoons, toys, and what else? Maybe comic books. That come from games.
Are any of the Final Fantasy
actually
not
comic
greatest
comic
hits?
Books are pretty recent, huh?
Comic books are not very recent
for video games.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got Zelda and Mario issues from the original.
Yeah, but those aren't recurring comics. They're like one shots.
Well, there were Transformers and G.I. Joe,
but that wasn't a video game.
That's not video games.
Yeah. I think comic books are. Recently, they did the Street Fighter ones with the whole big push with Image and that other company. I can't remember. Udon Comics. And then they did the Devil May Cry and a bunch of other Capcom stuff. So I think that's pretty new. But yeah, the toys have been around forever.
The City of Heroes
comic
is still going.
Yeah, and cartoons. So.
It's good.
It's
good for the business.
I don't
it's
mind
good
it.
For exposure.
More I don't even...
The more gamers there are, the more creative games can come out.
Yeah, and I don't even mind the traditional kind of product placement. In fact, like Take-Two is recently...
Their statement was kind of a slap in EA's face. They said, we are going to start doing product placement, but we're going to do it in reasonable places, such as sports games and racing
games.
Right.
They're not going to be doing it in
Splinter Cell.
Right. Or Grand Theft Auto or whatever. Because Grand Theft Auto, if you think about it, actually wouldn't be a bad idea, but it takes away some of the fantasy elements because they have those made-up commercials for retarded
Ammunition
things.
Ammunition and kittens in a box or pets in a box.
So it would be kind of a tragedy to lose all those, because those are funny.
I like when companies make a jab at messed up things that other companies do.
Did you see the Viva Pinata one? Where there was a post, I think it was last week, where they had a screenshot of in Viva Pinata where it talks. There was like, you know, hints come up on the screen. It said something about one of the characters, Cedo or something like that. Cedos, I think it was. And that you could expose its weak spot and hit it for massive seedage.
Well, you hit him and he drops seeds.
Yeah. Oh, that you it had no. It had real time tool change. It had real time tool change, and you could expose his weak spot and hit it for massive seedage. And it was actually in the game, poking fun of Sony. This is Microsoft, a first party or second party game. It's made by Rare, and it's poking fun at the retardedness of the E3 of what 2005 or 2006.
06.
Where the whole massive damage. Real-time weapon change bullshit came from Genji.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
So speaking of stupid companies, there was a... this is kind of old news, but a lot of people haven't heard of it. Haven't really... don't understand the microtransaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mind it when it's added content to the game.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before.
We've spoken about this.
But this really puts it into perspective.
Well, there's a list. We'll start at the end, and... most of these games are, I'll tell you which ones are 50 and which ones are 60. Lego Star Wars is a $50 game at number, it's a top 10 of what their costs are.
This is, to explain this further, there's a manufacturer suggested retail price of the game, but usually it's $60 for an Xbox 360 game, and like you said, there's some that are 50. And then there's a price of additional downloads that you can, you know, purchase separately in a microtransaction over Xbox Live Marketplace. So this is taking into account the original base price plus the price of all the possible downloads that you could have for that game. What is the net cost for that game if you wanted to have everything there was to have? That's what this list is
about.
Let's
just do the top five.
All right.
So coming in at number five, we have Oblivion. Now, that was a $60 game. There was a $70 collector's edition.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're going off the $59.99.
They're going off the $60 one.
Right.
And its total is $74.11. That means there's...
And that includes the horse armor.
That includes the horse armor that was programmed into the game to sell ahead of time. They were the first people to do that.
Yeah, and people got pissed.
Yeah.
So, what is that? $14.10 of additional cost if you wanted to have everything in the game. Now, those packs apparently have a lot of value in them.
There's the...
Except for the horse armor.
They redeemed themselves by everything after the shitty horse armor, which all it was armor for your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Not a
It didn't even do anything.
Not a knight system where you could joust, nothing but armor for your horse.
Which, didn't even protect, it had nothing to do with armor.
Right. It didn't even protect the horse.
It was just merely cosmetic.
But then they added, the following ones was a wizard's tower where you
Mage's tower, I think.
A mage's tower where you could... learn a whole bunch of new spells.
Yeah, but they added basically like bonus missions.
They added tomes where they would scatter spells on scrolls throughout the land.
So they actually had good content. And, you know, for $14.10, and if you take out the horse armor, I think it was like $2-something, it's not that bad. $12 or something like that. Little under $12 for a lot of extra content.
Right.
So if you played the crap out of Oblivion, and I know a lot of people that have, then
me
that's actually
one of them.
That's not actually not a bad price. So that's not too bad. Although they did get a lot of criticism for the fact that it appeared as if the Mage's Tower and probably some other stuff were supposed to be in the original game, and then like they held it out. They held out so
the
horse armor
was actually on the disc.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they just made you unlock it?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
There's a 2-kilobyte patch you can get for the PC that unlocks the horse armor.
Wow.
Obviously, okay. That would be piracy, and you wouldn't want to do that.
Right. Well, I don't even have the PC version, so who cares? Number four, what do we have? Tiger Woods 07. This is another $60 base game, and this one's up to $74.23 if you buy all there is to buy.
Now, the worst thing about Tiger Woods is most of the stuff that you're buying is stuff you would unlock normally by playing the game.
Exactly. Extra courses, extra equipment, and then there was that red shirt. The red shirt that you could only get by buying it, and it was just the red shirt. That was Tiger's red shirt.
And that's his trademark.
Yeah, so that was. It seems like, so far, there's always been, like, one shit one, and then, you know, a lot of other content. But this one, the other content, although it's, you know, it's basically, they're selling you cheat codes. Because you were able to enter some kind of code, and all of a sudden, you had all the courses and all the equipment. But now, you have to pay for it, which is ridiculous.
You know what would be a lot cheaper? Buying the hard drive transfer and downloading people's saves.
Yep, that would be cheaper. And then we have number three, this is kind of a ridiculous price, $83.73 for Chrome Hounds, which you can actually, I'm sure they're based off of 60, but you can actually find that for like $30 or $40. So this may be
$23.70
$23.70 in extras. And the way that they did this was that they sold a bunch of weapons. And not only did they sell the weapons, but you could use them online. So
right.
You could buy
so you had
the
an
best.
Advantage playing yeah. people, and they have a leaderboard. So you actually buy an advantage against
right.
other players.
So this would be okay
That's
if it was
slimy.
If it was in single player. But yeah, you could go and buy the best weapons and put them on your Chrome Hound and go online and obliterate those who refused to buy the better weapons or didn't earn them however they would earn them during the game. So that's pretty shady as well. Next, we have one of the worst offenders.
And we talked about this
one
before.
And not necessarily because of the price, but because of what they're selling you, is The Godfather from Electronic Arts. This one costs, if you want to buy everything, $30.78 above retail. So it's $30.78 in add-ons to this game. It's $90.79 if you want to get this game. And what did they do in this game? The worst thing that they did was they sell you the free money cheat.
Which is free on the PS2 and Xbox
right.
version.
That's, yeah. At least in Chrome Hounds or in Tiger Woods, you know, like, could you unlock stuff in Tiger Woods on the PS2 and Xbox One without, obviously you can't do a download.
Yeah, you unlock them normally through play.
But is there a cheat code that you know of?
No, there's never been
okay.
for this.
Well, The Godfather has a cheat code in the Xbox and PS2 versions that gives you money. For the 360, you have to pay. You have to pay for this cheat code. So that's ridiculous.
No, that's bullshit. They say that it's because of next-gen development costs.
Right.
And you know what I say? Bullshit.
Yeah. It looks a lot like the PS2 and Xbox Godfather, doesn't it?
Development doesn't get harder. It gets easier, especially when all you're doing is higher definition renders of content you were already developing.
Well,
now,
yeah.
Now, in the future, when they actually make games just for the 360, it could become a little more expensive.
Like Gears of War?
Like Gears of War. Okay. Which, wait, doesn't have any of that shit.
It doesn't have any downloadable content at the moment.
Nope. Well, a couple themes.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, okay, I guess they'll count those too. And then the worst offender, of course, is another Electronic Arts game.
So that's 3 out of 5 Electronic Arts games.
In the top 5. Need for Speed Carbon. If you want everything for Need for Speed Carbon, after you pay the $60 base, you're going to be paying $94.97 for this
so
game.
So $35 basically extra.
Yep, and it's not even that great from what I hear. I played a little demo of it, and it didn't seem anything special to me.
And also another game my little brother loves.
Yeah, because you can buy fins, probably.
Yeah, he loves it.
So that's a little ridiculous. The only game I could see even remotely being able to cost that much and warrant it would probably be Oblivion, because of the sheer number of hours that you get out of that game. It's probably one of the better values. If you really take advantage of the game and play it for all it's worth, you can probably easily get $100 worth of value, especially if you added add-ons.
Yeah.
But Need for Speed, all you're doing is buying what?
New cars.
Just, yeah, that's ridiculous. Of course, they're not counting.
It's ridiculous at this point.
They're not counting, I'm sure, of everybody buying everything, but they're just, this is ridiculous. Like, what happened where you bought the game and you bought the game, now you're buying the game in pieces? It's like the PS3 was, there was rumors going around how the Gran Turismo high definition version, they were going to sell you the base game for cheap, and Luminous did the same thing too, and then they were going to sell you the cars and the tracks separately, and it was going to cost a shit ton of money. Did you remember that?
That would have bombed.
Yeah, well, they instead recently announced that they're just going to release it for free, and they're going to stop working on Gran Turismo HD, which was just Gran Turismo 4 with high definition textures and graphics.
Right.
But there was not much new content, so they're going to release that for free as a download, and then they're going to focus all their attention on Gran Turismo 5, which we'll probably see in about 3 years, is my guess, because fucking those guys are slow. Polyphony Digital is just take forever with their Gran Turismos.
But they always look amazing. Yeah. I don't like Gran Turismo, but yeah. I definitely.
How do you like your Gran Turismo for your PSP? You know, the one that came out at launch, that never came out.
Oh,
that we're still waiting
for. I was like,
for.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they were pre-selling Gran Turismo for the PSP
was
as
that
a
even
launch
announced?
Game. Yeah, yeah, it was announced, and it's still not out. And same thing happened actually with the PS2. A lot of people were thinking Gran Turismo 3 was going to be on a PS2 launch. I remember there was guys that actually pre-ordered it, and ended up picking up Ridge Racer because they just wanted, I guess, a racing game. But yeah, when did that come out? Like 2 years after the PS2 came out?
I don't know. I don't play Gran Turismo.
Well, anyway, it took a long-ass time. So my guess is maybe in 2 years you'll see a PS3 Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah.
So speaking of that,
having three out of the top five most sticking it to the gamer games, that's just bad.
Like I said, I used to like Electronic Arts, but lately they've just been grating on my nerves, man.
Well, yeah, they're no longer a game. They are the negative part of games becoming mainstream. They're gonna pump out the crappiest games as quick as possible to fill whatever the main demographics are.
Yeah, and this next thing sort of surprised me. In Japan, where they, a lot of people may not know this, but we actually got the Nintendo Wii before Japan did, which is sort of insane because Nintendo is a hardcore Japanese company.
And their boxes are built in Japan, aren't they?
They are built in Japan. At least they're designed in Japan. Maybe the semiconductor parts are not in Japan anymore.
So maybe they're built in Mexico. I forgot. Maybe I think.
Well, the Xbox is assembled in Mexico, right? But Mexicans, you know, Mexicans aren't smart enough to make computer chips. So
hey, the CEO of my company is a Mexican.
Is he really?
He is.
What's his name? Is that the Jesus guy you keep talking about?
No. Oh. But I did cut him off on the freeway, and I was a little scared.
Yeah, but just in case somebody's listening to this and doesn't know I'm Hispanic, I'm of Mexican heritage, so fuck you guys.
And I'm an Arab, so I'm going to make fun of all Arabs all the time.
Well, I'd make fun of them anyway.
Well, they're easy to pick fun at.
Anyway, what the fuck was I talking? Oh, Zelda. So, yeah, the Wii came out here first, and of course, Zelda dominated the charts, right? It was ridiculous. What was sad was second place was Red Steel.
That I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah, I was smart enough to say, well, then again, these are casual gamers, right? And Red Steel really had a commercial push. You know, there's a lot of commercials for Red Steel.
Yep.
So I'm not too surprised by that. But in Japan, what came in first?
It wasn't Zelda.
It was Wii Sports. Which is, sort of makes sense because we had it packed in.
I would have bought Wii Sports if it was on the...
We got it packed in, so that's sort of not a fair comparison, but I'm still surprised that Zelda didn't outsell... I'm almost certain that in America, if Wii Sports wasn't packed in, that Zelda would have outsold Wii Sports. I'm almost certain of it.
I'm pretty certain, too.
Yeah, I don't even know how that wouldn't happen, at least here. But in Japan, yeah, it came in third, not only behind Wii Sports, but behind Wii Play, which I guess is... also kind of understandable because Wii Play, which we haven't received yet in America,
but Australia bundles, got it.
Yeah, and so did the UK. It's getting it too.
They don't even have their Wiis.
No, not yet. But there's supposed to be a shortage in the UK because the Australians stole them all, apparently.
Excellent.
But anyway, Wii Play is a collection of mini games, which I argue is Wii Sports is a collection of mini games. But Wii Play is a collection of mini games that includes stuff like ping pong and other crap like that we talked about a little bit. But it comes bundled with an extra Wiimote. So if you buy an extra Wiimote, then, you know, for a few dollars more, you get this whole extra game. So I guess if people were buying, instead of extra remote by itself, they'd buy the Wii Play bundle. So
that's why.
Yeah, that's why it came in second.
I will be buying Wii Play.
But still, I'm pretty sure that Zelda would have just dominated the charts, even if Wii Play was released here and even if Wii Sports wasn't packed in. It's just kind of boggling, mind-boggling that something as big as Zelda wouldn't be number one in Japan for Nintendo.
You brought up Australia. There's something that I don't know if you read the article, but they changed their laws when it comes to mod chips. Before, mod chips were completely banned.
Yeah.
They've actually changed their law with a caveat that is even more impressive.
What?
Two caveats. The first thing they changed them, mod chips are legal as long as they allow them to bypass any imposed market-based lockouts.
Oh, territorial lockouts.
But what they also passed, and I don't know how they're going to enforce this, is that you're not allowed to territorial lockout software in Australia. Games, DVDs, music. I don't know how... That seems like a serious news item to me.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the Australian machine should be able to play software
from now on.
Software, like DVD players, should be able to play DVDs from all over the world?
They basically said, no.
Why?
We're not going to allow them to do this.
Why wouldn't they... do you know the reasoning? Did the article explain it all?
Well, the article is mostly about mod chips.
Uh-huh.
And that was a small caveat.
That's really strange. I mean, I like it, but I don't know why they would do that. Like, what brought them to do that? Be interested to find out.
Well, I wish the region encoding would just go away.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that Nintendo put it on the Wii, because they had been, well, all their portables are universal. Virtual Boy, even. I mean, they were all universal. Game Boy, Virtual Boy, all the Advance, everything was universal. You could buy a Japanese one, and they were pinned, you know, identical to the American ones. But the consoles have, the first, the NES and the Famicom actually had different pinouts. The second one, which was the Super Nintendo, all it has was a little piece of plastic that kept the cartridge, a Japanese cartridge, from going in, which you could just break off with a little, you know, pair of pliers. And that was it. There were cartridge, the contacts were the same. Mm-hmm. Then the GameCube, which was, I'm sorry, the N64 was the same thing. They just had, it was almost the exact same thing as Super Nintendo. Two little plastic tabs that kept the cartridges from going in. What we would do was burn them off with a soldering iron. Anyway, then the next one was the GameCube, and that was the first optical media. So that one actually had region coding, but it was so easy to defeat. It was just two jumpers. And I made a switch for mine when I got mine, because I got mine at Japanese launch. And then I installed a switch that basically opened and closed the circuit that switched it from Japanese mode to American mode. And not only that, but I actually did, went a further little extra and made the LED color change depending on what, you know, if you were in American mode or in Japanese mode. But that was a really easy mod, you know, no big deal. The Wii, I guess it still could be an easy mod, but, I mean, at one point they were saying, even Nintendo reps were saying there was going to be no copy protection, and then they pulled a fast, well, not pulled a fast one, but they, at the last second they revealed, oh, by the way, there is copy protection. Not even Sony put copy protection on their games on PS3, which I think is awesome.
I wonder if the reason has something to do with adding DVD playback later.
Maybe.
Well, but you know why they do that, right? Why they were copy protecting the games? Because a lot of games license out their distribution rights to other companies.
Oh, yeah, I know why that the right, yeah, legally, I mean, not legally, but business, it makes business sense, because
it's definitely an artificial lock.
Right. Like, you know, a lot of, let's take Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is released here by Take-Two Rockstar, mm-hmm. right? But in Japan, they license it to Capcom. So actually, it's really weird, because you'll see a Capcom logo on a Grand Theft Auto game. And in Japan, everybody associates Grand Theft Auto with Capcom. And if people are importing, you say, well, who cares? You know, the same company is making the money. But if people are importing...
the middleman is not making
money. If you're importing American games, say you're a Japanese gamer, for some reason you love Grand Theft Auto, and you're importing the Grand Theft Auto games, Capcom doesn't make any money. So the money that they spent to license their game, that game to distribute in that country, they're losing sales because the people are buying it directly. So while Rockstar doesn't care, they care, or Take-Two, they care in the sense that now their license is worth less. Because if people are allowed to import...
Whether it's cheap used copies.
Yeah, if people are allowed to play their games without any copy territorial protection, then they can't sell that rights to distribute in that country, in different countries, for as much money. So it's all business practice, that's why I'm surprised that Sony, of all people, they're screwing gamers, they screw themselves. They allow you put, look at the PS3. They put the Blu-ray on there, making it later and more expensive, and they make it harder for the developers, and then they make it harder for themselves too, because they're losing so much money on this hardware, and then they make it an open platform so you can put Linux on it, so people will buy them and just put Linux on it and never play a game. There's people buying them not because
for a cheap Blu-ray player, no, and Linux,
because they want to do cell development. It's the cheapest cell-based computer you can buy. You know what I mean?
Sense.
They want to do cell development applications, and so they buy PS3s. They have no intention of playing games on these things, you know? And when you're losing $200 on the hardware, why would you want to sell to somebody who has no intention of buying your software, which is what's going to actually recover your money, right? So right. That is ridiculous. And then they have this territorial no lockout, so that you can import games freely. And again, that weakens your ability to sell the rights to distribute in other countries. That's another, they're just being ridiculous. And then they didn't make enough, of course, because of the Blu-ray. And Sony, what are you doing?
Speaking of, did you see the article about people buying up PS1s, as in PS...
ONEs?
ONEs, uh-huh. as audio players. Hmm. Supposedly, the chip that Sony used to process the audio on the PS1 mm-hmm. is the same one they use in a very high-end CD player that they sell, and it works just as well. Supposedly, the PS1 is an excellent CD player.
Really? It only has standard AV outs.
Right, but the reason the PS1, because it has standard RCAs out mm-hmm. and not through that proprietary cable.
But you would think they would want something with optical.
I'm just saying what I've
You're
read.
Just passing it along. Okay, that's fine.
The other more arguably important part is that a lot of people are also buying them to send them to countries where they don't have the money to, the same way Mexico does with working cars. People bring working cars to Mexico because they're still in demand there.
What do you mean working cars? More. You mean like old cars?
I mean like any car that works will sell for more in Mexico than it will for here.
Really?
Shitty cars.
You're talking like if you have a 1992, you know, Oldsmobile, whatever.
It'll sell for more in Mexico than it will here.
Huh. Okay.
I know people who do that for a living.
Hey, those are my peoples.
Yeah. But the same thing with PS1s. Bring them down to Asian countries and they'll mod chip them still today and give you a shitload of PS1 games.
And you can enjoy games that were fresh in 1996.
That's right. It's only a decade.
Yeah.
So speaking of games that were fresh in 1996, wow. Burger King's got a new tie-in.
Yeah? What is it?
DDR.
Did that really come out that long? I don't think it did. Probably 99 or something. But anyway, it's pretty old.
It's pretty old.
So they're not making another game for DDR. They're selling DDR merchandise.
I think that's they're selling a DDR right? dancer and some sort of CD with a track for
like
DDR.
Little, basically like little toys. Like,
I think they might be a little bit late on this trend.
Yeah. What they're doing is like if... Like Over the Hedge or something, one of these new cartoons where they tie into McDonald's or something and they sell like little characters from the movie. And so that's what they're selling. They're selling not games, but tie-ins to the games based on DDR, which, I mean, Burger King really is trying to corner that gamer market, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying to become the gamer's fast food restaurant, which is good because I don't do fast food. That's fine.
I don't really like Burger King.
I love Burger King.
Really?
I just don't like how I feel after eating them. I always feel like I want to hurl.
Their fries are just,
McDonald's has the best fries, but everything else is shit there.
Anyway, like McDonald's, but whatever.
Let's not talk about garbage.
So instead, let's talk about that Destiny's Child game coming out.
Yeah,
quality stuff.
You were waiting for it, right?
$5 down. My prayers have been answered. I finally have a game that I can play and be proud of.
It needs to be
on my cell phone, though.
It needs to be FMV. And have a bra and hooking game so we can see the racks of all the Destiny's Child.
But you realize it's a cell phone game.
I don't care.
And it has four songs, four of their hit singles, which I can't remember what they are right now.
Say My Name and...
But I'm sure that they're good. Is that even Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
Fag. How do you even know that?
Because that video is hot. Yeah, you turn whatever. The sound off, get out the
I don't even know
oil.
Who that is. Anyway, Destiny's Child game coming. Care of... Ridiculous. I was like, what? Does this even belong in the same sentence? Destiny's Child game by Square Enix.
Yes.
So the makers of Final Fantasy will be bringing you that awesome Destiny's Child game to your cell phone.
So I think they're going to keep them in the same costumes.
And it's going to have battle mode.
I think they're going to keep them in the same costumes and make them men, and it'll just be another Final Fantasy game.
Well, you know, even if they kept them looking exactly the way they are, they'll still look like the men in Final Fantasy games. Because those men's, they're hots in those Final Fantasy games.
I think that maybe they're trying to dominate America by turning gamers gay.
Yeah, maybe.
That's I have been enjoying Final Fantasy XII.
And you're getting into it. You're liking that guy, Van?
Not so much. But I am taking tomorrow off to play.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, I have too much personal time that I haven't taken. I'm reaching my max, so I have to start taking gaming days.
Yeah. Speaking of Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy VI for the Game Boy? When
February
is that due?
February 8th.
February 8th?
Yes.
Are you going to rebuy it again?
Rebuy it again. I only bought it once.
You didn't buy the PS version?
Oh, no, I did. Okay, yeah. Rebuy it again.
So you're going to rebuy it again.
That was so slow, it was unplayable. I actually ended up printing
it. Yeah, the loading sucked.
I doubt it's going to have, since it's a Game Boy Advance version and not a DS, it won't have video. There won't be any video.
So Final Fantasy VI, man, that one, ever since, you know, the new school RPGers that started with Final Fantasy VII came in, Final Fantasy VI has not been getting the attention it deserves.
Nope. I love Final Fantasy VII. I stayed up 3 days straight when I got Final Fantasy VII. I did the same thing when I got Final Fantasy III, which is now VI, right. Of course.
But it's not like I played Final Fantasy VI first or anything, because I played Final Fantasy I first, and then I played them in order. I played Final Fantasy I, then IV, which is R2, and then VI, which is R3.
No Mystic Quest?
And I played a little bit of Mystic Quest, but I didn't get very far into it. It was kind of shitty.
Mystic Quest was my first Final Fantasy game.
Really? In fact, that's what it was billed at. It was billed as a introductory RPG game for Americans.
And then once the next game I got after that was Final Fantasy III, and after that I was just enamored. There was nothing else.
And then
I became a gamer because of that game. It's sad, and I hate to say it, but I became a hardcore gamer because of Mystic Quest.
Oh, jeez. That's what started you down.
Because I didn't know there was something better. And then when I found there was something a million times better.
Yeah. Well.
It's kind of like.
So this isn't what I think is going to happen. You're going to buy Final Fantasy VI, and you'll play it for about 8 hours and never touch it again.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
Because at work today, I was playing my Game Boy Final Fantasy.
One? Or two?
Or the DS one that just came out.
Oh, Final Fantasy III?
Three.
You mean yeah. Well, didn't I give you Final Fantasy 1 and 2?
You did.
And you never played it.
Oh, I've tried. They were not quite so enjoyable.
Yeah, well, okay, sorry.
It was a good gift.
But you asked for it, so that's why I got it for you.
I did. Now, what you also gave me, which I noticed is selling for a pretty penny on eBay, is Mario DDR.
Yeah, didn't that go back down?
No, it's back up to $100.
It's back up?
Yeah.
Wow. And you
Should
never
I sell?
Opened it.
Should I sell? I never opened it.
It's yours. I don't care. It's yours.
Do you have a copy of Final Fantasy 12?
I do not.
Do you want one? Because I've got an extra.
How'd you end up with an extra one?
It's a long story.
Okay.
We'll call it an early birthday present, since you said your birthday's coming up.
Is it the special edition?
No.
I guess. Is it open?
Yes.
I can't even trade it in for something else.
Yeah, you can.
You
get $40 credit at
GameStop. They give you $40?
There's a couple games that are on a wall, and they give you $40 credit for them.
Wow. Okay. You know what I'm going to get? Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I already got that.
Oh, yeah.
Get it used.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'll take it anyway. I do want to play it. I may do what you said, is just wait and just get the collector's edition when it's like $20.
It's $50 right now.
Oh, so I could just pay the difference?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Then I could just pay $10 and get the collector's edition.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. The BBB, the Better Business Bureau. What do we have to say about the Better Business Bureau?
They might wield some sort of power.
No, not the Better Business Bureau. Don't they just make stickers?
I think that you pay them a fee.
And they give you stickers.
And they give you stickers saying you're a member.
Right.
But enough people complained to them about Toys R Us's Wii bundles that they actually called in their, you have to do stuff for us because you signed our contract.
And what are they going to do?
They're refunding anybody who got a bundle for all of the peripherals and giving
them. Did you really need the BBB for that? You don't think a well-placed letter to the editor of a big newspaper or a TV station would result with the same?
Well, the article mentioned specifically the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually think they were real. Kind of like, you know,
I know they're real. I just kind of thought they
not
were...
Not dwarves, elves.
I kind of thought it was like George Bush.
Dwarves are
George
real.
George Bush's oil companies where he... He had oil companies, but they didn't actually do anything, even though a lot of people paid for his oil and didn't get anything. Mm. But they did get that little, we got our oil from whatever that company was.
Okay. So, Toys R Us, they're being investigated for false advertising, because here's what happened. They put an ad in their Sunday circular saying, we're going to have Wii's on Sunday.
And they put the price.
And $249.99. And then, so, the one I read, I think it's the one you read, was the Chicago story,
yes.
Where they have, like, the consumer watchdog section of their local news. Mm-hmm. And so this 12-year-old kid lined up early in the morning to get a Wii, and he had just enough money to afford it, and he got inside and the manager informed him that he would have to buy two games and not of their choice and an extended warranty. He was forced to, so if he wanted to buy the Wii, so he was gonna have to pay $400, not $250. And the kid was like, well, I don't have $400. And while he was, you know, him and his mom were talking with the manager, they sold out from under him. And so he was pissed.
And he was first in line.
I don't know if he was
or
first
near
in line.
Near
yeah.
The beginning.
I don't know if that, about that, but I'm not saying that's not true. I just don't remember. But So they did a whole news article on this, and I guess the Better Business Bureau got involved, and now Toys R Us is saying that anybody who was forced to buy, we will get refunded the difference.
And I think they're getting something extra, too.
Really? Like a little something extra?
Not like a little tongue when you're kissing your aunt.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm sure it'll feel like that.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Wait, is it the hot aunt?
Yeah, the hot aunt.
Step aunt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad. The hot step aunt's not bad. So, yeah, speaking of Wii shit, Wii batteries. Apparently, some people are having problems with their... with that's the sound of Wii eating batteries?
It is.
The Wii remotes.
It's actually kind of like Energon in Transformers, where they actually drink it somehow.
Didn't they come in cubes?
Energon they did. Cubes? Yeah. Energon cubes.
Yeah. So anyway, so this some people are having issues.
Brain cells can die.
I'm trying to get through this Wii battery thing, okay? So the Wii batteries, they have batteries that are draining much quicker than expected.
Than Wavebirds.
Than Wavebirds. And I read an article where some guy claimed that in 2 years or four... No, then 4 years of using his Wavebird said he only changed the batteries twice.
Yeah,
did you read that?
Bullshit.
Yeah. And then if you read the comments to that, one of the first comments was like, where do I buy these magical batteries that last, like, you know, 2 years at a time of heavy game, you know, heavy GameCube usage? He said he played tons of GameCube.
I think there's a battery fairy. Because I've heard
or maybe he was swapping like batteries when he wasn't looking, you know? Maybe his roommate came in and oh, shit, this battery's dead. Swapped him out. He thought they were the same set of batteries, perhaps.
Or his wife, girlfriend,
whatever,
dog.
In any case, while I don't expect batteries to last 2 years, they seem to be burning out quicker than some people would like. Now, then there were some comments in there, and this article, you know, was written. There were some comments in there that from people saying, you know, they play like 50 hours of Zelda, and, you know, the battery's just gone out. And there's some people saying they had played like, you know, 15, 20 hours, and their batteries already went out. So I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I think one person is shaking, has Parkinson's, and is shaking the controller.
Maybe.
And it keeps sending the movement signal to the TV.
So when you turn on the Wii, the controllers don't actually turn on. You have to touch a button, and then they turn off, right?
I turn on the Wii with my controller.
Yeah, I know you can do that. But normally when I go up there, since my controllers are near the Wii, because I have a baby and I can't leave anything lying around, and they just disappear. So I have to hide all my shit up high. So I go and turn on the Wii, and I grab my controller, and it's on, I hit a button. But do you know how long it takes? Do they turn off instantly when you turn off the Wii?
Pretty much.
I guess if you use the power button.
Actually, I used the power button on the Wii
to turn them on and off. Yeah, that'd probably do that.
Maybe that's the difference.
I was thinking maybe somebody left their Wii on or something.
You can leave your Wiimotes on.
And maybe that's why I drain faster. I don't know. Does it have a timeout? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because the Xbox 360 remotes have a timeout. Not remotes. Controllers.
Controllers. Actually, they have the best, the Microsoft 360 controller batteries.
And they have rumble, too.
Yeah.
Not like the PS3 ones.
The rechargeable battery packs that you can get for it, along with a quick charge kit,
mm-hmm.
It's quite possibly one of the most awesome buys I've had in a long time.
Yeah, I keep
speaking of controllers, I picked up 4 Wavebirds on eBay. Yes.
Yeah. I still have my 4 Wavebirds connected to my GameCube.
Well, GameCube's old school. I'm new school here.
Yeah. So I got my component cables too.
Yeah.
And I just got them, and you know, I was telling you why I didn't realize that they came in such a cool box. Not that the box was really cool, but when I ordered my GameCube cables, they just came in a bag. And when I got my Wii cables, when I came home, I saw this big UPS box. I'm like, I was expecting a Nintendo package. I'm like, I expected a little bag. So I look at it and it says from Redmond, Washington. I'm like, it has to be my Wii cables. Why is it such a big box? So I open up and there's this big box in there. Not big, but, you know, bigger than expected. And I pull out, I was like, wow, that's pretty neat looking cable box. And I guess I get excited about packaging, I guess. But anyway, I took it out. And when you came over today, I was like, hey, I didn't know they came in such a cool box. And they're like, yours came in a box? So apparently for the early adopters, got just a bag.
We got shafted. We didn't get packaging. I want to destroy the environment. And I didn't get my packaging.
Well, see, I keep my packaging.
On your cables?
I keep everything. I have extension cables packaging in my closet. Wow. For the extenders, for the extension cables that are third party.
Speaking of, I got 3 moving boxes full of Dreamcast stuff. You want to buy it?
Yeah. I'll give you $5 a box.
I don't think so.
I don't even know what's in them. I'll still give you, $10 without even looking at.
Yeah, I think I can do better than that.
What's in them?
Dreamcasts.
Actual Dreamcasts?
Yes.
Wow.
I think I've got 4 or 5.
We'll talk later. What else we got? Microtransactions. We've done Burger King. We've done all these, man.
Yeah, I think we wanted to talk about
PS3 Linux. That's right. So last time I talked about how I was downloading Yellow Dog Linux, and in fact, it did finish that night, and I stayed up all night installing it, and I got it running, and then the next morning I didn't really get to use it much because I had to go to work. So now I've had some time with it, and it's really cool. I like it. It supports... That distribution supports the PS3 really well, except for it doesn't support... it's going to sound weird that I just said it supported it really well, and then I'm going to say these other things which sound important. It doesn't support the wireless internet connection. It doesn't support the wireless network adapter, which kind of sucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it does not.
You mean the one that's
built
attached
in,
to the PS3?
Right, that they develop for. And it doesn't support...
Are you fucking serious?
And as you stated, it does not support the RSX, graphics chips. You can access the memory and the frame buffer, but you can't access the
That'll be fixed
chips
momentarily.
Well, I'm on the mailing. I joined all the Yellow Dog Linux mailing lists, and I'm seeing all this talk back and forth between people trying to add support for the graphics chips. And also people bitching about the wireless support. I actually went out and bought an Ethernet cable. If you can believe that, I have so many Ethernet cables. But I actually bought one because I needed one just the right length. It was only like $4 at Fry's anyway. So I actually had to plug in my wireless PS3 so I could get internet
Good
connection.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sony.
But other than that, it runs fairly well. There is a slight issue with it only having 256 megs of RAM. When you first start up applications, you can tell it's doing a lot of paging. And a lot of the stuff isn't quite as snappy, because it has to load everything in such such little amount of memory for a modern day system. It comes with Enlightenment, and that's basically just a desktop environment that is pretty good. I'm not really used to Enlightenment. I usually use GNOME or KDE, but the Enlightenment desktop environment I know is popular with some of my friends at work. So I'm probably gonna get with one of them and have them set up my Enlightenment desktop a little bit better than it is. I'm having a little bit of an issue with the text size on my TV. Even though I'm running at 720p, my TV kind of sucks ass at 720p, so it doesn't look that great. I was hoping to run at 1080i, but there's all these issues. Speaking of which, there's a new PS3 firmware that affects the resolution. Did you know about that?
I knew about that, but since I'm still at the initial firmware that works at 1080i properly through the cables and not HDMI.
Uh-huh.
I don't see any reason for me to upgrade.
This one, what it does is it reorders, I talked about this last time, it reorders the importance of the resolutions or the hierarchy. Instead of, it used to be 1080p, then 720p, then 1080i, then 480i. Now it goes 1080p, 1080i, 720p, 480p. So I'm hoping to get that, and it should hopefully fix my issue where I would want to be at 1080 and it wouldn't downscale. It would go to 480 when I wanted to play a game. Or I wanted it to be a 1080 in the menu and for movies, and then 720 in the game. So it should do that properly now.
So is the PS1 downloading service up?
It is up. I have not tried it, and I don't have a desire to play Crash Bandicoot on my PSP.
But there's Biohazard, right? Biohazard.
I'm not sure. You know what sucks? There's no reason why they shouldn't be incompatible, but they don't offer you can't buy the Japanese PS downloads. You know, they should have made them available.
Yep. So my coworker has asked. He's offering. They're $5 a pop, right?
They're $6.
Well, he's offering me $10 to take his PSP, download the games to them, and bring it back.
$10 a pop.
So I think I make $4 every time download one of those games.
And I was thinking, wow, $6 for a PlayStation game, that's so expensive. And somebody put into perspective, which I guess should have been more obvious than it was to me, is that they're charging $10 for Nintendo 64 games on the Wii Virtual Console. I'm like, oh shit, they are. And that's the whole thing about where they're hiding it behind number, 1,000 points for Mario 64.
I don't see the hide. I see it as $12.
Especially that one. That one's 10.
Isn't it 12?
No, it's 1-to-1. It's 1 penny for one point on the virtual console. On the Microsoft one, it's more screwed. It's like 80 cents to 100 or something like that. Yeah, so it's $6 a game, which I think is a lot, but if you think about it, it's the same as a TurboGrafx game.
$6 is the sweet spot that I would like to pay
for. I would like them to be $5.
I would like Super Nintendo and Sega games to be
$5.
$5. And Nintendo and games to be $1 or $2.
Yeah, $2. $3 for the hits, you know? But, yeah, it's sort of ridiculous. I haven't tried it. It's a big pain in the ass. Apparently, you have to update the firmware.
Especially first-party Nintendo games, especially, should be cheap.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not splitting profit with anyone.
Right. But going back to the PSP downloads, the guy that did it said it was a big pain in the ass. He had to update the firmware on his PS3, and then he had to update the firmware on his PSP, and then he had to...
Which has already been cracked.
Then he had... Then he had to connect his PSP to his PS3 via USB cable. And I was like, why do I have to do that? The PS3 is wireless. The PSP is wireless. Why do I have to connect them with the USB cable? That's retarded. It's just like the Zune issue where it's got wireless built in, but you can't wirelessly...
You can easily tap into it and make multiple copies of the... of the software if they did it wirelessly.
I guess. I think you can move it.
It's just a matter of time.
Oh, and then there's the size. These games are on CD originally, right? So they're like 500 megs.
That's fine. Two gig cards are like $60.
I guess. Oh, and another thing you can do now with 1.3 firmware for the PS3 is back up your hard drive, which is good for you. Because you wanted to install PS3 and you're asking me, how can we move the memory cards?
Can I move
over.
Them onto my SD cards?
You can put it on anything. So you can put a USB drive in there and back up your hard drive of your data.
But can I normally, as my firmware stands now, transfer my saves to a
I don't know. Probably not, because they just added the feature. Maybe you could copy files, but this is back up the data on the hard drive.
Did they change the ASINE 10 gig?
No. That's
absurd. Why would they do that?
I don't know. The way that some people are dealing with, and again, these are the people on the Linux mailing list. The way they're dealing with it is they're buying 120 gig SATA drives, giving 10 to the PS3 and like 80 or 90 to Linux, which is what they want.
But in the long run, that's not going to work.
Why not?
Because you're going to have downloads that you're going to want on the PS3.
But they don't use the PS3 to play.
Well, I will. I want to use both features. They gave me both features. Why can't I use them both?
Well, here's the other thing you can do is give Linux 10, get a bigger drive, give Linux 10, give whatever, 90 to the PS3, and then buy a USB drive and add it to the Linux install. You know what I mean? Because that'll see it and you can use that.
I could just maintain multiple drives.
Or you can maintain it. But then you have to change them out. They got the enclosures and stuff.
I do that all day at work.
Yeah. So anyway, last thing before we wrap up, bargain bin game recommendations for the holiday season. I'm assuming you have something in mind.
I'm going to recommend the Devil May Cry 3-pack.
Oh, yeah? How much is that?
It's $30 for all three games, including the special edition of 3.
Okay. That's it?
No, I have lots of other recommendations.
Okay, let's recommend something. I don't know. I'm still thinking.
Obviously, Greatest Hits should probably be your first choice. Mm-hmm. The Metal... There's also the Metal Gear Solid 3-pack.
I didn't even know that was
1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
You can get that. That's actually been out. But if you get the special edition one, which doesn't cost anymore, I don't think, comes with a DVD with all of the cutscenes from every Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
And as far as Xbox goes, I'm going to have to recommend that people go back and play games that weren't worth their full value, which would be games like Destroy All Humans, the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's a great sandbox game, not for $50, but for the $10 it's going for now, you can get a good 20 hours of fun out of that.
Cool. Bargain bin games. You know, if you own a 360, I would say the only thing that comes to mind right now is Ridge Racer dropped to $20 not too long ago. And if you like fun arcade racers, that's a really fun game, especially at $20 when most of the games are coming out for $60, if you're lucky, $50. For the Xbox 360. So I think at $20, it's a bargain.
In terms of backwards compatibility, if you've got a 360, I'm going to have to recommend SSX.
SSX?
Yes.
For the 360?
For the Xbox.
Oh, right, right, right. I was thinking, when I think of SSX, I usually think of PS2.
It looks way better on the Xbox, the original Xbox.
I played the first one and didn't really get into any of the ones after that.
They're good. Yeah. So that's what can be said.
So I guess that's about it.
Another one that was originally a cheap game would be the Resident Evil 0-1-2 pack, where they remade for the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Compatible with your Wii.
Is a Wii 100%?
I believe it is 100%.
Well, I guess because it's just an overclocked GameCube, right?
Yeah, it's an upgraded video. And,
yeah.
So those are my recommendations. A lot of my recommendations are packs.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Play them in order, folks, from earliest to latest, because you're going to get new features in the next ones that you're going to be real sad you don't have.
And later ones. Yeah, it's hard to go back. It's hard to go back.
Katamari 1 and 2. Also... great games.
Those are pretty similar, though. I think you play those out of order.
No.
No?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I don't want to say why, because it'll give away too much. You got to play the first one first.
Okay. Well, I think we should wrap it up. We've been running for a little while now.
A little too long.
What are we on? Ooh. Okay. Not that bad. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
HD porn. I'm going to review it when I get it.
Do you already have some on order?
I do.
Where do you get HD porn?
I'm not telling.
HDporn.net? Not for free, right?
It's not going to be good because it's a me from Vivid.
Oh. Okay. All right. And with that, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all next week.